And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So I don't have typical food for thought, so to say, for today, for this week's episode. I'd more like to share an adventure I just got back from this weekend. 1,000 miles on the road in one weekend, 2 days, 500 miles each way, to go see a concert in Jackson, Mississippi. This concert had been in the works for about a year. Another podcaster, Rhino the Bearded, celebrating 11 years of hosting a Creative Commons Top 10 Countdown show, playing music by artists where you don't need a license. Well, you don't need to pay the artist up front. And I'm even doing a terrible job now. Creative Commons license, CC BY. If I were to use music from Metallica as the easiest example on this podcast, no matter how big or small I am, I have to worry about being sued because I didn't have the right to rebroadcast their music. CC BY Creative Commons music. There's miniature stipulations within the different kinds that are out there, but they're able to be rebroadcast, especially in a non-commercial sense. If I'm not taking advertising, I can reuse it time and time again, just so long as I give credit to the artist and their song. So 11 years of being able to do this, sustainably so, was a reason for celebration. And so I knew I was going to be on the East Coast at this time of year, but I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it. And through the series of events, luckily having just enough money, I was able to make it happen. I wanted to be able to make it to another concert earlier this year up in Kentucky, which would have been a round trip night. I would have been able to make it back the same evening. But life was a little bit too chaotic at that point in time. And I knew that if I was going to spend money, because that's still gas money, even though there's no hotel, I'm being required to drive. And it's gas money again. So I decided to go to the one concert, the one all a little bit further away, a little bit more overall money. But it was definitely worth the experience. I've done my fair share of driving already this year, cross country, a couple of times. And as of right now, I think I've hit 18 states or 17 states, at least been in within those borders, just this year. And it's definitely an experience driving across this country. I don't know if you've flown across this country and opted to take the window seat, going from one side of the country to the other, and you look out the windows, and you see the change in scenery, the change in landscape. And it's majestic. It's quite something to see from the sky. Down on the ground is quite a different experience, however. The changes coming west to east, kind of slow and subtle, they would appear and you would see your changes. But the changes would last for hours upon hours upon hours, even days. This trip from Tennessee to Mississippi, though, starting off within the mountains, cruising along, and then all of a sudden, just kind of within a blink of an eye, you don't even realize that you've exited the mountains. You're not into a series of plains. There's still kind of a rolling set of hills, but it's definitely not mountains anymore. But it still kind of looks the same. The trees haven't changed much. And then there's a point within Alabama where you just kind of get smacked with the tree line. Pines and evergreens reappear. Not your typical Pacific Northwest evergreens, but giant pine needles on trees on the side of the road just kind of appeared out of nowhere. That's when I realized that I'd gone through an actual change in subclimate or something along those lines. Driving along a little bit further, and again, one of those all of a sudden points where you realize that there's no more of those pines. Very short-lived experience. And the trees and the scenery kind of change again. Nothing massive, nothing incredible, but just enough to make you realize that, again, where you're at has changed. The subclimate. There's quite a few bridges within the borders of Alabama and Mississippi. And even though it hadn't been raining, you could definitely see that these tracks, these bridges were meant to go over some serious, I don't want to call them floodwaters, but the depth at which they looked like they went absolutely looked like there would be some rainfall, some water coming through these hills or those areas. I didn't really drive through rural Mississippi, but again, on the side of the roads, you can see some spots where you're like, this is the start of the bayou kind of deal. This is kind of what it would look like, I would assume. And it's been exciting being able to see so many different areas. It's all kind of open wilderness. Birmingham's a big enough city, a rather big city, in the middle of Alabama. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, you just kind of pass on by. And then Jackson, Mississippi comes along. Didn't seem as big as Birmingham. I'm sure it's just as big. And I parked at the hotel for the night. And this is where the day or the evening begins its actual point of interest. Mississippi is not the most wealthy of areas, and Jackson seems to be the only rich place in Mississippi, from what I have been told. I could be wrong. I could have misinterpreted. But I got ready at the hotel, and I call up the front desk, and I'm like, hey, I need a cab. And they're like, oh, you're just going to have to use Uber. Apparently, the cab service is not fantastic, and Uber's more or less put them out of business. So I said, okay. I didn't download the app. Can't do that on my phone. Went to the website, however. Booked it. Made it to the venue. This concert hall. Place called Eco Shed. One of these setups where I want to say it's new age, but new age is not the correct term. That's a music term. But this renovation style where they've got shipping containers, and it's an old warehouse building. There's a food pavilion where they had taken out the ceiling, the roof, but they had left the cross members up above. So it felt like you were inside, but you looked up and there were the stars. Very cool to see. Very cool atmosphere. The audio was on point. Rhino had hired professional audio and video people to broadcast this on Twitch. So there's a link for this concert, free to view, in today's show notes. And the little bar area, made out of 2 30-foot shipping containers. Very classy joint. Very fantastic place to be. Very well put on show. As the show wrapped up, obviously it was time for me and everybody else to leave. Me being the responsible person that I was, again, took that rideshare company. Everybody else drove their own car, handful of people carpooled. So they were able to vacate the premises just fine. Me, however, wasn't able to leave so easily. Apparently Jackson, Mississippi is not the most crime-free city in the area. Neither Uber or Lyft would give me a ride. They were not willing to operate. None of the cab websites I tried looking up would load, so I couldn't verify if they were a legitimate company. If I were going to just dial someone, give my credit card, and there goes all my money. Definitely a little bit too far to walk in a city that I had no idea where I was going. And as I'm sitting there on the stoop, stressing out, not knowing how I'm getting back to my hotel, Rhino the Bearded's better half says, don't worry. It's too bad you're not going to get a ride out here just because it's Jackson. And I got to go home, hang out with the host of this show, and two of the bands. Go back to Rhino's place, drank a bunch more beer, and reviewed the concert footage, seeing what an amateur concert venue person pulled together. A fantastic thing to add to his resume, his blank now holding one item resume. A little bit of persistence got him that. But one thing that I was definitely noticing on the drive back to Rhino's place was the number of cops on the road. I was laughed at just the other day for being concerned about cops here out in Washington State. The sheriffs would do check-ins, and not just the sheriffs, but other city police officers, depending on what town you're in, would come in and do more or less wellness checks on the bar, make sure no one's getting out of hand. Whether or not they walked up and down the parking lot aisles to see what cars were parked there, I don't know, but that would be my assumption. If I were a cop, I'd definitely look at what cars are there, decide who I'm going to pull over. When I stayed in Kansas City, didn't see many cops. The nightlife was very active when I left the two, Sir Spencer and Dame DeLorean. I'd finished meeting with them. But Jackson, Mississippi, every 5 minutes in a parking lot, cop cars were pointing towards the road. They had their beacon lights, those lights that are on the pillars, pointing towards the road. And it was kind of a realization, like, this is the reason why Lyft and Uber won't work. They're not a designated cab company. Should have looked up a name like Yellow Cab in Jackson. That name didn't pop into my head until I was back at home. But just random cars driving around. There's something to be said for brand recognition, a brand name on the side of your vehicle. Maybe Lyft needs to come back out with those giant pink mustaches on the front of their cars. Or was that Uber? I don't know who. When looking for the cab, it would have been nice to be able to pick up a telephone, one of them things that are connected to the wall, and dial 411. You all remember that? Zoomers have never heard of it. It's where you would dial the local operator and ask them for maybe the time of day, the weather, more specifically for being able to find a company within the area when you didn't have time to search the yellow pages. Now we have the internet, our unlimited 411. Everything's kind of convoluted. Not as easy and yet so much easier. But I enjoyed my time, had a great series of conversations with these musical artists. John Worthy and the Bends and Culla were the two that hung out. Andrew Bryant was the third artist who was at the concert. Met some very cool people. Again, some very cool conversations. Slept for too few of hours to wake up and hit the road again. 8 hours of driving in a single day is doable. Definitely was not hungover, thankfully not. But could have been worse. Could have been better. Could have had a little bit more sleep. A teammate for driving those many miles definitely could have made it just a little bit easier. Get a little bit of sleep or a little bit of eye relaxation. Because you do have to pay attention. Even though the roads were mostly empty, as soon as you hit those cities, traffic was nuts. The travel back was also, again, something phenomenal to see. Going back through all of those different areas, those little microclimates, cruising along. You see those little sections of the bayou that I had mentioned. And again, that's probably an incorrect term. People in Mississippi are going, you ain't know what the bayou is yet. That's okay. We've got more road trips planned over in that general area for the future. Come back through Alabama, see that little section of pines. It's rather a small section, but it's there. There were strips of this trip that, outside of the lack of palm trees, reminded me of trips I would take through Florida back in the day. Just the way everything looked and felt. Driving around with the windows down, getting the different smells of the area. There were little different things. Again, they're in the air. Changes everything. And then within what seems like a blink of an eye, you're going through just these rolling little hills. And bam, climbing right into the mountains. Back into the Appalachians. Home stretch. The home stretch is a little bit more than just a little jaunt. Quite a distance, but the terrain, the changes in terrain were beautiful and fantastic. The ability to traverse this country, to see different things, to experience different cultures, minuscule things, things that we wouldn't even think about. But yet when we put ourselves directly in that area, how much of a difference it is. People travel Europe through backpacks, take their year off of college, and they go explore. People here in the United States leave high school, go right into college, don't do any exploring. I know it's expensive, I know it's time consuming, but the United States has so much to offer. I'm fortunate that I've gotten to experience so much of it. I look forward to experiencing so much more of it. For the amount of time and stress and money to be able to fly, for certain situations, it's definitely almost more worth driving from one point to another and get that experience. But driving's not for everybody. Not everybody enjoys driving. I'm one of those appears to be sick individuals that is a glutton for punishment. Like I said, I have another 1,200-mile round trip coming up in just another couple weeks. Go see family this time, and it will be a good time. But maybe this has inspired you to make plans for a road trip, give you an idea to just check out a new area, a new city, find something on the other side of the coin, see how the other half lives, make fun of it. Or maybe you agree with it. You won't know until you've experienced it. But I've been Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N. The number 3-S. Find me on Twitter and Gab at Billy Bones. You find me on the Fediverse. Mastodon. At Billy Bones at NoAgendaSocial.com. Go there. Send out some short quips. Say hello. Maybe even retweet. Reboost the toot when I post a link to the show. Help me get the word out there. But if 140 characters isn't enough, you're in luck. I've got an email, billybones@mail.com. That's mail, not Gmail, mail.com. And there you can send out full-on diatribes. Let me know what you're thinking. And this is a Value for Value podcast. If you found value out of this episode or the entire catalog, fantastic. I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else can find a talking point, an idea worth getting those gears turning. But if you found that this show was worth a monetary value, be that in Federal Reserve Freedom Units, otherwise known as the U.S. dollar, you can go to the website, billybones.com. You scroll all the way down, you click that Value for Value button. It'll take you to PayPal. You can chip in, you can donate, you can support the show in whatever number you feel is appropriate. Be that from a single small cup of espresso coffee all the way up to a Lamborghini. And this show is podcasting 2.0 compliant. You don't have to send your Federal Reserve Freedom Units. You can send in Satoshis, little tiny bits of Bitcoin, like Pocket Parlay did. He sent in 1,266 sats, said, clipping for effect, I'm enjoying the evolution of the show, keep up the good work. And that was the Sending Aid in War episode that he sent those little bits of Bitcoin in. But thank you for listening. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you next week. And don't forget, if you're looking for an easy concert to listen to, there's one in the show notes. Thank you.